The question of the last mile is an entirely different question in developing countries, where people still go to the center of the town to make one single telephone call, right?
Yeah, that's right. But, I mean, we are now talking about a remote village or a remote little town, and you don't have a terrestrial network, and you would like to have a radio network provided through a satellite network or through a fixed access in a mobile network.
So what in practice, what type of technologies are used at this moment? Do EMS-like systems find their way onto these countries? Is it indeed useful to have satellite communications, or let's say the 27 megahertz citizen band pieces of equipment?
Well, what I remember in Central America, 27 megahertz citizen band equipment is used very widely in many places. But in, for instance, Africa, you see that the introduction of GSM networks for mobile communication permits also the introduction of fixed stations that are connected to the mobile network. So what you see, for instance, in South Africa is the introduction of phone shops, refurbished containers that are fitted out with maybe 8 GSM stations, and has a manager of the station who is earning money on selling telephone services to people who come to make a telephone call then. But you can imagine that there are large areas also that are not covered by a GSM network or another mobile network, and in that case you can use a satellite access network. And so you put the container in the middle of nowhere somewhere, and you can put a satellite dish on top of it, or even a stick antenna, and then you can access all the networks you want.
But all the glossy brochures that I read from satellite providers are intended for a quite different target group, let's say head of states and not people living in developing countries.
Yeah, that's correct. But there is always a problem connected with it, because when you want a head of state, when you want to give him the possibility to make a call in any country in the world, you need a license to operate that system in that country. So there's a kind of deal involved. If you give us the license, we give you some capacity on our satellite network. And that is what is happening in practice. So they are making a lot of propaganda and saying, well, these systems can be used for rural telecommunications, but that's not because they are so concerned about the needs of rural customers, but they are concerned about obtaining a license in a developing country so they can operate their system over there.